talking about the research that we are doing on the effects of air pollution in the area of Ashkelon. I will explain later where that is. Now, the background on the health effects of air pollution is quite extensive, and a lot of research has been done showing effects of both nitrous and sulfur oxides on mortality and morbidity, also on patient burden in hospital admissions and emergency department visits. Now, most of these studies have been done in, let's say, other parts of the world, but not in the Middle East, where almost none, almost the research on this topic is sparse. And the area does differ in several aspects, like in terms of aspects of climate and temperature. I was just talking on the phone with my wife, seeing the rain outside, and there's a heat wave out there. And the characteristics of air pollution, the geographical, meteorological variables, and the population, all of them are different. So our aims were to explore the effects of nitrous oxide and dioxide and sulfur dioxide on cardiovascular and respiratory emergency room visits. We were narrowing our objectives towards acute effects, and we also tried to examine the effect of lag period between the exposure and the outcome. Now, all of that is, I must say, it doesn't appear on the slides because we're not there yet, but all of that is a first part of a longer objective, which is to finally to find the model to narrow this research and to come towards specific air pollution sources, like, for example, a big power plant that is being constructed, that exists and now is being upgraded in the area. But the first stage is what I present here. It does not refer to specific sources, but general measurements of air pollution. This is the area we are talking about. This is Israel. And this is Ashkelon, which is on the southwestern coast of the country. And that is our study population, or the population of the town, which is about 110,000 people. And the power plant I was talking about is actually situated right here, about 2 miles south to the city. Our research was based on the exposure side, on the accumulation of data from ground monitoring stations, which are all situated at the ground level in the area, and they measure every 5 minutes, or actually continuously, they measure nitrous oxides, sulfur oxides, ozone, particulate matter, and also an array of meteorological and climatic conditions like temperature, humidity, wind speed, precipitation, and so on. What we did with this data, we calculated 12-hour means. We defined 12 hours, starting from 6 a.m., ending at 6 p.m., and the other from 6 to 6. And these were our means. This is how we defined the exposure site of our database. So we ended up having 3,162 lines of data on the exposure side. These weighted averages using the Cregan methodology in each one of the air pollutants that are of interest in our study. On the outcome side, we took all the emergency room visits in the regional hospital, and there is only one in the region. So actually the population is served only by one hospital, and the others are quite far away. So it's we can say that this is more or less catched population of this hospital. And for the study period, which is, I didn't say, but it's 2002 or 2004, we took all emergency room visits for acute cardiac or acute respiratory diagnosis, and we constructed the same, on the same basis as the exposure, we constructed the outcome variable, which was a number of visits during the same 12 hours as defined for the exposure. So finally we arrived at a database for calculation on which we based our the statistical models, database of 3,162 lines with the exposure side of mean NO2, SO2, and the possible confounding variables of meteorology and particulate matter, and the outcome side of number of visits with acute cardiac conditions, acute respiratory conditions, and the overall variable that is both of these together added with some additional ICD-9 diagnosis, which were to increase sensitivity, probably at the cost of specificity. We connected these two, the exposure and the outcome, in two ways. One, by using a dichotomized approach, where we defined the lower and the upper quantiles, the 20% of the numbers of the emergency room visits, and these were like control case periods and control periods. The 12-hour periods with the upper, the highest number of visits were our cases. The 12-hour periods with the lowest number of cases were our controls. And we calculated the odds ratios for the association between the cases and controls with the air pollution. The other model, which we are actually developing now, and it's not final, but it's still there, is the Poisson approach, where we use all the numbers of visits, and this approach enables us to calculate relative risks, not odds ratios, and also to calculate, finally, somehow to calculate the attributable fractions of air pollution increases. We did calculate separately for day and night, as the time of day seemed to us to be a very substantial confounder, but also probably a modifying factor, because both air pollution and emergency room visits, they vary differently during daytime and nighttime. And the model included adjustment for month, or as seasonality, as a proxy for seasonality, the difference between weekday and weekend, like I said, time of day, day or night, rain or no rain, and the wind speed. We also included in the model adjustment for other air pollutants. This is an example of what does time of day. This is a mistake, this is not type of days. This is weekend, weekdays. This is Apple, this here is the town of Ashkelon, our study population. This is another, a bigger town in the area. And what we see is NO2, nitrous dioxide, in the area during weekdays, during weekends, which is, you can say that this is expected, as nitrous dioxide is majorly derived from traffic. these are the results of the logistic model of the our case control approach, where we calculated odds ratios for the association between number of emergency room visits and the air pollutants. So we can see that overall there is a strong association, both more for NO2 than for SO2, but association exists for both of them. And we can see also that for respiratory acute diagnosis, there's a strong association for NO2. This is not the same for 12-hour lab, although close for NO2, we didn't find any statistically significant result for association with SO2. This is after 12 hours. This is the exposure, is the weighted mean of the 12 hours, the number of visits of the next 12 hours. As we can see, both the same and 12-hour lag, there is an association for nitrous dioxide. The results of the Poissonian model show actually the same thing, that there is an association. It is not strong, but that is in the eyes of the beholder, the strength of this association. Because this is a very low number, although it is statistically significant, but it looks minor. But you need to consider that this is for increase of 1 microgram per cubic meter. Then the say for 10 microgram per cubic meter increase in NO2, there will be an increase in patient load of 2%. And 7% for 10 microgram per cubic meter increase in SO2. Now these are, these can be considered as substantial numbers. So what we have seen? We have seen that there is an association between these two markers of air pollution, these two pollutants, NO2 and SO2, and the emergency room visits. We have seen that these were stronger, with the associations were stronger and more consistent with nitrous dioxide than with sulfur dioxide. And we have seen that high specificity diagnosis had weaker associations than the overall. And the results were similar, especially for NO2, for no lag and 12-hour lag. And we have also seen that there is an importance of including in the analysis the difference between day and night, which is quite rare in published research on this topic. And the question is this approach will be suitable for our next step, which is to evaluate the association between air pollution from a specific source and the health outcomes. I would like also to thank the Israeli Ministry of Science, who has supported our research and